Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Round Table with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Round Table with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Yeah, probably the most stressful show since March 12th when the world ended. So this is definitely... So it's been five easy months, if that's the case.
Oh, well, you've done a good job, process. Blanket Baker looks perplexed. He doesn't think it's that hard.
No, it can't be that hard. I mean, Kurt Cobain, yeah, you don't take the front end off the.
I have other things to worry about, Mark. That's the difference. I'm worrying about other things. There's more moving parts. Okay,
you understand? Are we on the air or are we not? On
I'm not.
The air?
I'm,
I mean, that's
we're
that's
on the
really
air. Do you want? Do you want to come
was.
Down and do this?
No.
Do you want to trade
the
spots?
Was
we'll
that's
trade spots.
Stress was no. I don't want to trade spots.
Okay, then shut up.
In your dark room.
Shut up.
Dark room. It's not stress.
I'm not taking this crap, Mark. Seriously, shut up.
It's a gold mine today. It's an absolute gold mine today of all time. Great sound. The process blowing up on Mark Blankenbaker. Tell him to shut up as Blank is like, all you need to do is get us on air. Your job's not that hard. It's the roundtable here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Anna Trullo, Tanner Brutomesso is producing today. I want to say thank you to our good friends at Cox's and Evering Liquors for always sponsoring the 5 o'clock hour. It's Wednesday, buy three, get one free cigars today. Go get them, get ready for the weekend, get relaxed, go by a pool, go to a picnic, whatever you do, and have your cigars with you. And while you're there, they've got the wine, beer, mixers, everything you need to get ready for your weekend and to have a great time this summer. Our good friends at Cox's Every Liquors, this Louisville's go-to liquor store, Cox'sLouisville.com, 437-9680, UPS Jobs, text line. That was a good weird Wednesday. I like that one.
My wheels are still turning.
Yeah,
over
I don't
here.
Mind too. I'm going to go finish that podcast afterward.
Yes, send that one to me.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, so here's where we're going to get started. Okay, so I said at the beginning of the show that I did something that I never thought I would do, and that's listen to an Indiana University basketball podcast. Okay, so I did that for, and Tanner's just shaking his head like, I can't believe you did it either. It's called the Hoosier Hysterics. They even Jack Grossman, who's a big IU fan, is like, these guys are crazy, and they're kind of a joke, and they're kind of weird. Well, anyway, they tweeted out their episode, and this was tweeted out, let me see, when? June 25th, so 2 days ago. Yesterday. At 9:23 a.m. I would have seen this earlier. I would have talked about it yesterday, but we had plenty to do yesterday. We're fine. But anyway, here's the tweet. Well, it's an episode I wish didn't have to release, but here it is. My recent meeting with Mike Woodson was sad and frustrating, and here are the details. Okay, so I was like, again, I didn't really want to listen to it, but this was intriguing. So they did a good job of pulling
you.
Me in.
They reeled
they,
you
they
right
pulled
in.
Me in, and it
it's
was
called
a, big
a tease in the biz.
It is a tease, and we have a tease at 5:30 as we're going to play a sound that probably will enrage Anna. I can't wait.
Cannot
it's going to be fun. It's going to be hilarious. So anyway. Rick Bozich wrote an article about it that he was so perplexed and dejected that he wrote, and it says the article's titled "Why Does Indiana Basketball Keep Pulling Indiana Basketball Keep Pulling Down Indiana Basketball?" Okay, so here's what happened in a nutshell. Okay, and again, I didn't want to make Tanner or any of the other wonderful producers here cut this sound. I had to listen to the Hoosier hysterics, so I did it myself.
Save their sweet ears.
So you know how we talked to John Wong yesterday about him being pulled in by Kentucky administration and lectured on questions that he was asking Mark Stoops or John Calipari or whomever the coach
Speaking
was.
Speaking of free speech.
Yes.
That was so unsettling to me. Like, I can believe that.
This is worse. This is worse.
All these coaches always think they're your dad.
This is what happened.
Dad.
So the Hoosier Hysterics, they usually put on these fan fests.
Okay.
And they're like $5 to get in. A lot of times old Indiana basketball players, new Indiana basketball players show up for the fans, take pictures, sign autographs. They also do like an Indiana golf scramble. They have like all these events that they do, right, that they sponsor and put on.
Now, does that go to to NIL or something, like the money from it? Or
I don't know if they pocket the money or what they do with it. I don't know if it doesn't go to the university.
Okay.
It's put on by these guys. Okay.
Gotcha.
These Hoosier Hysteric guys. Okay. And so one of the podcasters, one of the Hoosier Hysterics themselves, gets a call from Mike Woodson one day. And Mike Woodson's like, "We need to meet in person." Yeah. So the head coach of Indiana basketball called him, was like, "We need to meet in person."
I'm like, "He's recruiting me."
Yeah. And the guy's like, "Well," he said, "the guy lives in California." He's like, "I live in California. It's not, you know, I try to get to Bloomington as much as possible.
I'd
like to know
outside your door right now."
Yeah, exactly. I'd like to know what he does for a living, because if you're in California, you're flying back to Bloomington, Indiana on the reg. I'd like to know what you do, because that's not a cheap flight. I guarantee it.
Why does it have to be in person?
Well, I'll get to that. And the guy asks, he's like, "Can't we talk about it over the phone now? Can we do a Zoom? Something like that?" Woodson was like, "No, that's not how I handle my business. We do it in person."
Okay, he's going
to
kill me.
Communication is the most effective way. I learned that from intro to communication.
Gotta look him in the eye.
Yes.
Sounds mafia coded.
It does sound like a mob boss. Mm-hmm. Yes, and it gets mob boss. Okay, so the guy does it. He's like, "Okay, fine." He goes to Bloomington.
That's a brave man.
He meets Mike Woodson in Mike Woodson's office. And while they're in the office, if you want to go listen to the podcast, it's fascinating. It doesn't start until like the 20-minute mark.
Like a true crime podcast.
Yeah, before that, they're all like, "Oh, hey," they just read sponsors for like 20 minutes. And so I zipped through that. I got to the good stuff. So if you want to listen to it, Hoosier Hysterics, start at the 20-minute mark, okay? He goes to Mike Woodson's office. Scott Dolson, who's the athletic director, is sitting there too. He's in the office with Mike Woodson. Yes.
Why do they think they have jurisdiction? Right. This guy's not a student or an athlete.
It gets worse. It continues to get worse. Don't worry. It gets worse. So they're sitting there, and Mike Woodson's like, "I'm canceling all of the fan fest and everything."
You can't do that.
Well, he can tell his basketball
Kenny
players.
Did.
Oh, so he can tell his players.
Like, not show up. Okay. We're not supporting it. We're not going to do anything with it. And the guy was like, "Why? What's going on?" He's like, "You called me stubborn." And yes,
that's so stubborn of him.
Yes, he's like, "You called me stubborn."
I'm like, this is example number one.
And former player Brian Evans, who played basketball for Indiana, was like kind of critical of Mike Woodson, especially last season, because they weren't good. They didn't make the tournament. They weren't a good basketball team. And
Mike Woodson's gonna be waiting for us.
And it's like, you had Brian Evans on your show, and he's talking bleep about me. Like, there's a lot of cussing involved in all of this too. That's another reason why I didn't want to have to cut it, because there's a lot of beeps I would have had to put in, or Tanner actually would have had to put in. And so the meeting keeps going on. He's like, "Mike," he's like, "you know, I'm not doing this." He's like, "I support you." He's like, "I don't need your support. He's like, "I'm the head coach. I run this thing."
Okay. Yeah. You're not stubborn.
Yeah. Bingo. And then the meeting continues to go on. And Mike Woodson had made a comment after the season, like, fans that were critical of his team weren't true fans. And so, yes. And so they're talking
about. Sounds like someone I know of recent memory.
Yes, recent memory, right?
And so, 4 months ago?
Two people you know. And yeah, two people that you covered. And it gets like worse and worse. They're like arguing, going back and forth. And Mike Woodson was like, "You're not running me out of my job. I'm here until I want to leave. No one can," in front of the athletic director, in front of his boss.
So that boss is his little.
Yes.
His little
the entire time, Scott Dolson doesn't talk. He doesn't say anything.
What does he have on that
he
man?
Doesn't step up just, and, he doesn't step up and say, hey, man, whoa. I'm
how
your boss.
Disrespectful and emasculating is that?
Yeah, and then he told...
Also, you keep your job if you want to, Mike Woodson. Win some games.
Exactly. He went on about he's accomplished everything in basketball, and the guy's like, you've never won it. Even though you coached the NBA, you never coached the NBA Finals. You've not won a Big Ten tournament. You've not won a Big Ten regular season championship. You've not won in the tournament. You've won one game in the tournament, or not actually not one. They were out in the round of 64. It's like, you've never been out of the round of 64 in college basketball. And he's like, it got heated, and like Mike Woodson's like going after fan blogs, fan podcasts.
He needs some treatment.
Isn't that insane?
I just can't.
That's insane.
Wrap my mind around how someone could get through, and I'm not being mean when I say this. I cannot conceptualize how somebody could get through life being that thin-skinned.
Yes.
And like, what is, like, I think Calipari or somebody was saying this, and I agreed with this. He said this kind of pressure, it's like there's a tax to it. Like
there's a tax to be the coach of Kentucky basketball.
Comes with the
there's
tax.
A tax.
Because you're criticized, you're this, you're that, but you're also paid really handsomely to deal with it.
Yes.
And these people, so like, what is it? Lions don't lose sleep over the opinions of sheep. The fact that someone like that would bother you when they have no bearing on what you do.
Make you fly from your home in California to Bloomington, Indiana to tell you to your face that he's not stubborn while he continues to be stubborn. And then he told him, you don't know anything about basketball. Last season actually was a good season. Anybody that knows anything about basketball would have known that even though we didn't make the tournament, we had a good season.
You know, I think he might be like having hallucinations, because that's not, how can you think that? How can you think that?
It's a crazy story.
Also,
Anna,
it's like, why are you so special that you're the only coach in the history of college basketball who doesn't get criticized?
Right.
It's part of the job, and you took the job. What is wrong with people?
I don't know.
Can you imagine, like, some of these older school coaches going and doing that? Like, it's just loser behavior to me when people are reading all the blogs and stuff. It's like, also, it's kind of funny. It's like, you think our opinions are good?
Right, exactly.
You're reading our opinions?
And what's funny is, you know, Cal, I don't read it at all. Yes, you do.
Can you
read everything, Cal?
Why would you want to? Why would you humanly possibly want to?
I wouldn't. Hell no. There's no
also, you
no
should
way.
Know. I feel like it takes a certain amount of savvy and like some form of intelligence, hopefully, maybe, to get in that kind of position where you would know, you know, you would have some confidence in what you know, and you know that people sitting behind keyboards don't, they're not really, it shouldn't bother you because they're not really there. They don't really know the ins and outs. The fact that that's hurting you so bad is so scary and weird that people sit there and read
it
and care about it.
Yeah, it's the whole thing's bizarre. And what's funny is someone brought this up via Twitter, I believe. But, you know, so Rick Bozich writes this article where he's like crushing Mike Woodson. And I agree with him.
Mike Woodson's going to be waiting on Rick Bozich's, like, under his bed tonight.
But he defended Kenny Payne until the moment he was fired, and then even after. So
true.
It's like he's going hard after Mike Woodson. But Kenny Payne, it didn't matter what Kenny Payne did, how bad they were, and the expectations of the fans, like Bozich. And I like Rick. Rick's a friend.
That is true.
But it's like, okay, so...
What's the difference?
Yeah, what's the difference? Why did you handle Kenny Payne with kid gloves, but with Mike Woodson, it's like open season?
Woodson tricked Kenny Payne, remember?
That's
zone.
What it was, yeah. He's holding a grudge.
And then Bozich was like, oh, man, I feel bad for Kenny. Like,
you're
how
right.
do you get tricked? Like, that's so mean of you. Why are you making coaching adjustments?
You weren't supposed to throw a zone at him.
Yeah,
you
weren't. Come on, man. I thought we had a handshake agreement. We were playing man the whole game.
It's like a disgrace. Like,
why are they like this?
Do the job. Like, why are you caring so much? Like, it's just so, you're caught up in the wrong angle of it.
Right. Right, exactly.
And so trying to, like, force this narrative on people that it actually was a good season. Like, do you think he goes home at night and looks in the mirror and says that to himself?
Yeah.
Like, you must be absolutely the most insecure person ever of all time.
Yeah, it's like not making the tournament, which is the baseline, like, the least you could do at a program like Indiana or Kentucky or Louisville's. Like, just making the tournament is, like, the least of expectations. And he didn't even do that. But it was a good season. But it sounds like Kenny Payne in a lot of ways, and it sounds like John Calipari
for
in a
sure.
lot of ways.
I'm telling you, these people in power that just, the fact that you are so respected, because no matter how you do, generally that job is a very respected job anywhere, a head basketball coach, right?
Yeah.
It's like you're this person, you're like a pillar of the community, you're people, you're somebody who people look up to.
Right.
But the fact that you're so caught up on these little details of anybody's opinion is just sad. It's like you're not the person of stature that people want you to be, if that's what you're fighting over. And to come in here and argue facts that aren't even, you know, you can't argue the facts of that you guys weren't good this season.
No, you can't. You can't argue that.
Instead of flying, making me fly out here, why don't you do like a little team meeting where you learn how to play against a zone? That can be more helpful or beneficial.
Yeah. When you said, like, how does he look at himself in the mirror and, like, how does he look at himself? I just thought of the Austin Power. Damn it. You are handsome.
Yeah,
We are sexy.
That is them every night.
And that, exactly. It's them every night. It's absolutely wild. So it's just coincidental that we had, you know, Wong on yesterday. That was in his book. That was in his personal experience. And now we're talking about it more. I mean, I just historically, how often has this happened? I'm sure it's happened throughout history.
I feel like the people are sports. Different now. There's more focus on, like, because of the social media. And there's, I just feel like
they can't control that, but they can maybe can control the message.
Right. It's, I don't know. I just feel like the coaches are more caught up in the image of it and the just trying to it's you're never going to win if you try to control everyone's opinion. How are you as a grown man who have this great job? How do you not know that yet?
Right.
How now, have you not learned that yet?
Now, here's my question. How would you have handled that? Anna Terullo, if you got a phone call from John Calipari, said, hey, you need to come to my office, and John Calipari and Mitch Barnhart are both sitting there, and I'm using Cal because he's not there anymore, and they said, you need to stop saying this, this, and this. How would you react to that? Well, you were in this world.
Well, the first thing I thought of, I was like, I can't believe that guy even took that meeting. But then it sounds like they kind of had the agreements going on with the fan fest, so it's like they needed to work.
And they had a friendship. Like, he talked about how, you know, he'd smoke cigars with Mike Woodson. Like, he'd known him personally, and he did say he always has this weird vibe that Mike Woodson thinks that everybody around him works for him. And so even though they're not affiliated with
textbook narcissism.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Textbook narcissism.
All this sounds like.
Yeah. It's the thing is, like, this podcast has, it's like, even though it's about Indiana and the university, has no affiliation with them.
Right.
Like, it's not a school.
Exactly.
Or an arm of the university.
So you have no, people just also don't understand media, and that's not your job, is to be a cheerleader. Like, that's never been, unless you are. And so my last shot, BB, and tonight, yes, we were affiliated with the university, so it was a different, we covered it differently. Like, that was just because we worked in tandem. We got paid by the university. The radio partnerships, JMI. But I think even if I were just friends with him, unless they've had to work together to do the fan fest thing, so I get why he went.
Right.
But I think what my reaction would have been, I think I just would have sat there, stone faced, and then just maybe like laughed a little bit.
And then
I wouldn't have tried to argue back, because you can't argue with a crazy person. But I would have been like, I wouldn't have apologized for it because I called you stubborn. Because you're not going to win arguing with a crazy person like that. You're not going to win. So I think you just go and you don't react. You just don't react to it. And then cut off the relationship. Like, if your friendship is that important, then don't do the blog or whatever it is anymore. But I was thinking, I don't think I would get mad. I think I would just be incredulous that was happening.
I can't believe this is what you've called me in here for.
Like, you really think you have the authority to control everyone's opinion of you.
Yeah, of you.
That is just the craziest. But I would be very kind. Like, I would be very nice in that meeting. Like, I'm so sorry you feel that way, but I don't think. But it depends on, like, how committed you are to the ethics of, like, what you are allowed to do. In some cases, you want to stay committed to that. But in some cases, if the friendship and the connections that it brings means more to you, then maybe you would just suck it up and just go with it. But that would irritate me. It would be a red flag to me that someone thinks they can control everything you think and everything you do.
Right.
And that you have some allegiance to them, and then they want to take away all of their support with you. No, that's not a relationship that's ever going to end well.
No. And the guy, you know, to his credit, and he put it all out there. He didn't hide from it. He didn't say,
good,
okay, yes, sir, Mike Woodson, I won't say anything. I mean,
speaking truth to power.
He put it all out there. But there were some funny moments. Like, for instance, like, we may criticize the coach, but we respect the chair of the of the Indiana basketball coach. Even when Archie Miller was there, we respected the chair.
The chair that Bob Knight
the
threw.
Chair.
That
I was chair. Like, here's the, what is
the
this?
The chair Bob Knight was throwing at
Are they a king? Is this a fiefdom?
We respect the crown.
Is this a monarchy?
From the royal department.
We respect the chair.
Your absence is
requested. We bend the knee. And I'm like, they were saying, I was like, I can't. That's
it's
one
like
those,
church.
The moments out. That, one of the Pope. Moments that I looked at myself, I'm like, why am I doing it? Why am I putting myself?
Why am I doing this?
But the story was too good. Like, I couldn't
that
put it down.
That is so insane to me.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, I hate when the lines are blurry of what your, what's the word I'm looking for is, like your, I guess authority is over. So like,
yeah.
Like even like calling John Wong into the office and stuff and being like, you can't ask it this way. Unless, I mean, I guess if someone's being really rude or whatever.
And John Wong's not a rude guy.
No.
So, like his questions were, they're unorthodox, but they're not like stepping out of bounds.
Right. You have no power over this independent like media company to tell them what they can and can't ask. That is a step. That is abuse of like your
abuse of power.
Power.
Yeah,
it is
100%,
and it happens in every area. And yeah, I just hate when people try to make up these rules and intimidate you with them. That's just it's sad to know how often that goes on. But yeah, free speech don't exist.
Yeah, yeah, we're seeing it in multiple ways. All right, let's go
that
ahead and read.
Freaks me out.
Let's read some text. Texter does hooked on phonics. Have a read the room edition. We can start sending them out as gifts to some of these coaches. Absolutely. It's a great text. Texter, after hearing the Mike Woodson stuff, he is perfect for the IU job. He's as delusional as their fan base. Texter, at least Cal won enough games to justify being thin-skinned. Woodson has not won anything. That's true, too. Texter, did you talk about Cornball Pope's call for Mitch yet? If so, what day or hour, please? No, we haven't, but we can bring it up now. So, Mark Pope took a phone call from Mitch Barnhart yesterday.
In the middle of the presser or something?
In the middle of the press conference. Yeah. That was staged.
Stage.
It was 100% staged. It was 100% staged. Like, why do we have to do this?
So now the shoe thing doesn't seem so corny, huh?
No, see, the shoe thing's still corny as hell. I'm sorry. Little Pat Kelsey, the shoe gremlin, is still cringy. I apologize.
Wait,
it's
I don't
cringy.
Know about that. Do I know about that?
Oh, yeah. I talked about it on the day you weren't here.
It's been a thing since Charleston where it's like, all right, tie your shoes, because if they come off, I'm like, crap. Like, if I race over and get it, I'm throwing it out the, like,
out
the
of the facility.
So then,
go ahead, Tanner. You can finish it.
And then they like U of L has been posting like videos of their practices
of him doing that.
And there was one where I think it was Frank. He loses his shoe, and then you see little Kelsey run over, and he grabs it, and then he goes, "Hey, I don't want I want you guys to tie your shoes because if I don't, I'm thrown out of the facility." And then I always laugh at that because I always think of someone just driving by, and
they're like, "Seen a shoe fly out the building?
A good day, like not a cross." Oh my God,
there's a shoe. Who throws
and
a shoe?
Really?
What problem
broken.
Is that? How often is that happening?
It was so funny because the video was cut like it shows Pat Kelsey running out and grabbing the shoe and picking it up and losing his mind, and then it cuts real quick because he didn't throw it out the building. He like gives the player back his shoe. Like, I guarantee the player, like, this is Division I, dude.
Yeah.
This ain't College of Charleston. You're not gonna take my shoe and throw it, okay?
Yeah, I'll leave and not come back. Also, we're wasting practice time on this.
Yeah, yes, but so I crushed it. Look, both coaches are corny. Both coaches are corny. It's a fact of life. They're corny as all hell.
Oh.
Now it comes down to, can they win?
Yep.
You got it. I have come to the come to Jesus moment, Anna, where cool Calipari's no longer here. We have Mark Pope, who may be a great coach. Well, we shall see, but he's a bit corny.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of nerdy. Pat Kelsey, corny, nerdy. That's who they are. If they win, we can look past it.
Uh-huh.
But if Pat Kelsey's 6-5 to start the season, he's out there in the press conference, goes, "It's so stinking great to be the coach of Louisville basketball." And I wake up every stinking morning and I look myself in the mirror. And
it's stinking wow,
stinking wow,
a big stinking
big,
wow,
big stinking wow. I'm the cut, and then Louisville fans are gonna be like, "Shut up, shut up."
Well, that's okay. Corny is fine until it's disingenuous.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be like, "This is so stinking great." When it's like, dude, you just lost. Be so stinking mad.
Right. And if Mark Pope goes up to a game they lose, or they're 6-5, and he goes up and is like, "Wow, you know, it's just tough being here and being the coach. I know what it's all about. I'm a member of the Big Blue Nation." And fans are going to be like, "Shut up, win.
Shut up,
shut
and,
up
win.
And win."
Wait, okay, so Mitch Barnhart called him?
Yeah, in the press conference, yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'll be there for supper.
Probably. We're right, making out dinner plans for Cracker Barrel.
Crackle Barrel.
I said Quackle Barrel.
I was making sure you weren't going somewhere.
No, Cracker Barrel. Yes. Cracker Barrel.
Wow. Okay, so wait, how did this go? So we answered the call and was just like, hey, talk to you later.
Yeah, and everybody's like, that was Mitch Barnard on the phone. Oh,
oh, gosh.
He also said that to fill the 13th scholarship, they're going to hold a media tryout.
I saw someone tweet about you defending a Larry Vaught.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it was Tyler Griever.
Griever.
He's like, you'll be huffing and puffing. And I was like, I wouldn't last 5 minutes. I'd be buried deep on that bench. Like, I'd be walk on. I'd be Todd Lanter level. No offense to Todd Lanter. Love Todd.
Greatest walk on in
yeah,
history.
But that would be me. Like, if they put me in the last 30 seconds of a game.
Yeah.
And then we're going, shoot, do it. Get on the ball. Shoot. You,
like, break a layup.
All right, let's read some text here. We'll take a break, get to the sound that I think is going to set Anna through the roof. Texted the first time he was giving them their first warning. Next time, all those players will die for the shoe, most likely. Okay.
What?
Texter, so you use my text to talk about PK instead. I married them both together because they're both corny, okay? We had the same coach. Texter, there was nothing corny about the shoe tossing. It's teaching culture and attention to detail. Lace your bleeping shoes up.
But these not young in fellas.
Tox, I know it's you, Tox. Were they 7 years old, Tox? Were they seven
Tox.
Years old?
I need to meet him and shake his
Tox,
hand.
Tox, don't defend Pat Kelsey and his shoe finish. Come
so
on.
Tox is one of the greatest trolls.
I need to meet him.
Because he really
strikes a chord with you.
He does.
It's awesome.
He pushes my buttons.
He's good at knowing how to troll.
Texter, Mark Pope is way more corny than Pat Kelsey, and he's showing it again by that. They're not. They're both corny as hell. Stop defending Pat Kelsey. It is stinking wow. Shut up.
Stinking wow.
God.
Bad.
Text is bad. Stinking wow. Stinking wow. Every I wake up every morning and oh, stinking wow. Like, shut up, dude. Texter, Mike Woodson should worry more about getting rid of Martha the Mop Lady, 100%. That should be his number one priority, is getting rid of that stupid Martha the Mop Lady from 1962.
I just still picture Chris Farley dressed as a lunch lady whenever you say that, because I don't know what the Mop Lady looks like.
Do I have a hidden talent? Just in the hopes that Lin-Manuel, that you're watching.
No. I'm going to get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazed and astonished. The problem is I got a lot of brains with no polish. I got to holler just to be heard with every word. I drop knowledge. I'm a diamond in the rough. A shiny piece of coal, everybody.
That's
like
so
you
bad.
You were in the NBA.
Put him in some boiling water. He's a corn cob.
You can have some swag. You're allowed to be cooler.
All right, we'll lock his weight in to Reed Shepard.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Can't wait.
Okay, so he's weighed in on Reed Shepard. All right, here we go. He says the following. I can't get the open game out of my head. When UK needed him the most, he no-showed. That worries me. As do physical limitations and being exploited on defense. His bust potential is higher than people want to admit, but the shot is the shot. I take him, but not top 10. So there we go. Locke has weighed in on the NBA draft. Thank you, Lachlan McClain.
Thank you, Lachlan McClain.
We love you, Locke.
I don't know about these Locke thirst traps that were mentioned yesterday.
Oh, you've never seen the... You never seen the picture of him?
I just found out about this too.
So he took this selfie. He's in Florida on a family vacation. He had like a beard, like a 5 o'clock shadow beard.
Oh yeah,
and he was tan.
A little
he had
scruff?
He had sunglasses on.
He knows
took
what
this
the
like,
ladies like.
Yeah, he took this selfie. So yes, Locke was taking thirst trap.
That was the funniest thing I ever heard when Phil said that.
Texter, this is why you need to stop condescending to U of L, Rick. Go all in on Pope like Diener on Brom. I'm not going all in on him until he wins. That's the rule. Texter, I don't understand how that issue is corny. Pope said he is going to love the media's negative writing. That's cornier and not true. Again, it's corny, not true, but the shoe thing is stupid. It's stupid to stop an entire practice and throw a baby fit because a player's shoe came off. I'm sorry. You think those players didn't think it was corny as hell when
it's
they saw it?
It's a waste of time.
We're like, this dude's corny. All of them think the same thing. This dude's corny.
It's performative.
Every player on that team, when he grabbed the shoe and started running around and screaming like a maniac, every player on that court said, bro, corny.
You just take it a little less seriously.
You do.
Also,
I'm sorry, you do.
Pope saying he's going to read all the negative stuff. Just don't read any of it. You don't need to read any of it. Why are you promising to do that?
Don't read it.
Why would you, though?
I don't know.
Can someone explain that to me?
Like, where I read negative crap. Like, people tweet at me all the time. I try not to read it. I'm not like Locke. I don't lie and say that I don't look at my mentions. I do look at my mentions. Sometimes I get mad. Sometimes I don't. And I'll battle people every once in a while. I shouldn't care. I should not care.
I just feel like in TV, when people would say stuff, like, it doesn't cut you to the quick because... You know, it's just like you don't really know. You're not there. You've never done this job. So your opinion isn't really as valid. But if it were like a peer or a colleague or a coworker who was having the same criticisms, it would kill you. But if it's like people who are just, you know, just watch or whatever, it didn't really hurt you deep down because it's like they don't really know what they're talking about. Like,
right.
They don't.
They're not the ones in front of the camera
They've
doing
never
the
done
story.
It before. They yes. don't know how it works. They don't know anything about it. So I'm like... It's crazy to me that it wouldn't be the same thing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
On a bigger scale.
I just love all these Louisville fans like texting in defense of the shoe thing. Like it's okay. Like it's normal.
It's not fourth grade.
Guys, if they do it at practice.
Could you imagine them doing that
whatever,
in the NBA?
Highlight it in a video like this is serious business here. Like, no.
Or just like, it's just like a funny joke. It's a bit.
Yeah,
it's not real.
I mean, I guarantee all these Louisville fans defending Pat Kelsey's shoe fetish. If Mark Pope, if there's video of Mark Pope doing that, they'd all crush him.
Of course.
They'd all do what I'm doing right now. They'd all would do it. They all take the show. You see Mark Pope grab a shoe? What a cornball. What an idiot. They do the exact damn thing that I'm doing right now with Pat Kelsey stealing a 6'10" basketball player's shoe and threatening to throw it out of the building.
About to dunk
They'd be crushing Mark Pope.
Listen to the problem. All these coaches now are trying to be social media coaches. They're trying to like do a funny like personality driven like little clip
or
video.
That's a great point.
And like say this stuff in the press conference and Mike Woodson can't, you know, if anybody says anything because they're trying to be social media coaches.
Yeah.
What? Just be a coach. You're getting
coach a damn basketball team.
You're not getting paid to care about any of that, so don't.
That'd be like a video of Rick Pitino like getting mad at oh gosh, who is that? Who is the basketball player that had the weight issue and he couldn't stand it?
Oh yeah.
God, what was his name? And like get on the treadmill, you're too big, get on the treadmill. And we're like, oh yeah, like Pitino didn't want that out. That was part of their practice,
right?
Like that was part of their practice. That was the team, and they didn't highlight it. So all right, we're way late for a break. On the other end, we're going to play this Calipari sound. I think Anna's going to go through the roof. I can't wait. It's the Roundtable here on ESPN 680 105.7.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
I think he should fight Black James.
Whoa.
Well, that's how James's name comes up on the phone. James, because his name is James Black.
Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah, so
I was making sure for the listeners,
the
I am
think?
Not racist.
No, that would be, no, come on.
Welcome back to the Roundtable with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
All right, back at it here. Final segment on a Wednesday. Speaking of Wednesdays, it's Louisville Sports Live tonight, 7 p.m. over on 93.9 The Ville. We'll have that tomorrow. Soccer City, 6 p.m. on ESPN 680 105.7. Friday, I can just kick you in if I did. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Friday, Inside Churchill Downs, 6 p.m. on ESPN 680 105.7. Saturday, Down the Stretch, 9 a.m. on 93.9 The Ville. And the Victory Formation Sports Show follows that with Jeff Lightsey and James Black, 10 to 11 on 93.9 The Ville. And then Sunday, the Sunday Morning Hangover, Nick Curran, Phil Baker, Zach Cantrell, 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Okay, so I don't want to have to play all these sounds. There's a lot of the same. He says poop ice cream. He says he doesn't, he's a, he's not a magician. He doesn't have a wand. All these things. Talks about how, you know, creating culture and all the money that his NBA players make and da-da-da-da. The same cow stuff.
It's like watching your ex-boyfriend date someone new and using the same thing.
Same pickup lines. You're like, girl, same moves. Same lies. Everything.
Did he say he's excited about the 2025-2026 Arkansas team yet?
Oh, I'm sure he has.
Yeah, I like my team.
He likes his team. He can't wait to coach these guys.
This freshman class in 4 years, you're going to love them.
You're going to love them.
I don't even know who they are yet.
But this first sound, the end of it, he throws some stuff out here that when I listened to it, my jaw dropped. I was talking to Louis Rabeau in the break room before the show, and we were talking about it, how his jaw dropped. Zach Cantrell, like, okay, so let's go ahead. Let's end the suspense. Play the sound. Go ahead, Tanner.
15 years.
Wonderful.
15 years. It was a great run. A lot of fun. A lot of friends. But you know what? I want to do this one more time. And this was the time to do it. And Arkansas was the place. We're in the SEC. Unbelievable facilities. NIL's not the issue. I don't have to go do it myself. And you ready for this, Ben? I hired my son.
Oh.
I couldn't do that at Kentucky. I hired my son. He's on my staff. I'm helping all these coaches and all these players. How about I help my son? How about I do that?
Smart. Yeah, good dad. Hey, that's good paisan.
Anna.
Bro.
Your reaction.
I mean, that just shows you where his priorities were. It's not about being a good coach for the university you're at. It's about doing all your little projects.
His other little side projects.
Yeah, doing all your little passion projects you wanted to do. And let's blow it all up for Brad Calipari so he has a spot at the table. That's what's most important here, not the institution that is paying you.
To win.
Are you kidding me? That's just a slap in the face, dude. And Brad was like a GA there and stuff.
He was.
So what are they supposed to just, you know, not, like, would they have to fire somebody to make it so?
Well, John Welch had already left.
So they were trying to pave the way for him there.
Yes. And I knew that would make you mad. Like, her face is red.
I'm just like, dude. I can't, like, to say that.
You didn't want the swagged out white boy on your staff?
That white boy swag?
I mean, can you imagine the conversation he and Mitch Barnhart had? Like, I want to stay here, but I want to hire Brad.
I want Brad to be the athletic director. So you're going to have to leave.
You're going to have to leave.
He's also going to coach women's basketball. Right. And probably teach a little
Get Kenny Brooks out of there.
Spanish.
Yeah, get Kenny Brooks, who's getting every player.
Also, let him be tight ends coach as well.
Yeah, tight ends coach. Fire Vince Mero. Yeah, get Vince Mero out of here.
I don't like Stoops anyway. My son played 1 year of football department. When he was five.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like, coach.
I don't.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Just to say that.
To say that in public.
Because even so, if that were the case, I don't think if things were on great terms that they would have found a way to make that happen. You know?
Yes. Yeah. If they were on, you know, I think it was A, of course, you know, giving Brad a leg up, but B, John Calipari also trying to say, this is my program. I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. And he even talks about it in that sound, too, earlier. When he's like, I didn't have to do NIL myself. I have NIL here I can use.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
so he just wanted to be somewhere where they let him get away with murder. And
do whatever he wants to do. And he's Arkansas is a program. And even though he's like, we're in the SEC, this is Arkansas is a great program. If they're a fine program. They got a national championship in the 90s. Congratulations, Nolan Richardson. It wasn't John Calipari or Eric Musselman. Or Mike Anderson or whoever else was there. But, you know, they're so starved to win again and get back up to that level that Nolan Richardson had it in the 90s where they were. I mean, 40 minutes of hell came from Arkansas.
For sure.
Like, that was them. They pressed. They beat you up.
Yeah, I mean, they have history there.
They do.
They have a tradition
100%.
There.
100%. Right? And a guy like John Calipari, who's already in the Hall of Fame, I mean, like, yeah, do whatever you want. Uh-huh. You can have whatever you want. You can hire whoever you want.
And on one hand, I do get it. Like, I think that it got to be ridiculous. The whole basketball football school fight was the most propaganda, ridiculous thing I've ever seen with my own two eyes.
This is what started Calipari's road to Arkansas, 100%.
So on that hand, I do get where he felt like, all right, they want to sit here and disrespect me and not give me the resources or act like I'm basketball is king there. Like, that is a fact. You got to admit it. Like, that is just what it is. And so I feel like it did end up with the administration that they weren't giving him anything he wanted, and they were disrespecting him over his stuff. You know, they never really took his side on
things. I can see both sides of it.
Yeah, see, I...
But if but if hiring, you know, Brad was a linchpin, and it was that, you know, if that was the final straw for Cal. He didn't say that. I'm just making assumptions here.
Right.
If that was, maybe it wasn't the final straw, but maybe it was one of the final straws for him to finally step out and say, you know what, maybe I need to go somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I love my son too.
Yeah.
I love Kellen.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not going to go to Drew Deener and say, well, I'm going to kick off Max and Anna.
And
Kellen's
going to
be my co-host.
My dad would never hire me. Like, I would never, he wouldn't. Like, it just wouldn't. Like, he's always said that. Like, no.
Yeah.
I don't know. And just, I don't know. I think if I were Brad, I would feel not great about that. Like, you don't think I could go do it on my own? But maybe that's just my mentality. The other thing, this reminds me of the greatest Brad Calipari tweet ever. Someone was on Twitter, the greatest Brad Calipari tweet. Someone was on Twitter trying to say that he had white privilege, and he answered back and said, I think you mean nepotism. It was a cell phone.
Okay,
it was beautiful.
That was a cell phone.
It was awesome, though. But, I mean, I get it. Like, you want your son with you, but, like, you can't...
You can't force it.
And you can't make it your administration's issue. Like, at the end of the day, like, you're losing sight of where you are in all of this. Like,
right.
You are being paid by them. You don't own it or control it or
they
you
pay
know
you
mean?
To do a job.
Yeah.
And if you know, and if someone like Deener, again, Deener, if I use him as an example, if he came and said, hey, you need to change this, this, and this,
uh-huh.
I might not agree
with
them.
Humble.
But I gotta be like, okay.
And understand where you are in the pecking order of things.
Exactly.
If I were Brad, I'd be so embarrassed if my dad just did that to me on the Pat McAfee show. Oh my God, I could get a job somewhere else, Dad.
Well, that's the thing, is it's great. Pat McAfee, like him or not, has a huge following.
I know.
Like, he has
a
massive
cool guy.
Following.
If I were Brad, I'd be like, Drick!
Why'd you bring that up?
Phil would do, though. Phil would totally do that.
He would totally do that?
Yeah. Anna can't read. I have to help her do anything. That's totally what he would do.
I had to get her a job.
Uh-huh.
All right. Tanner told me to read this text. Okay, here we go. I love the Cal slander coming from the fan base that carried his water for so long. Y'all have Mark Pope now. Pope, laughy face emojis. By midseason, y'all gonna be yearning for Cal, especially after he spanks that
booty. Is this
Tox
again?
Of course it's Tox again. Yes, woo. Of course it's Tox. Of course it is. Now, okay, here's the thing. You may be right, and this isn't me hating on John Calipari. I just can't believe he said that. I can't believe he said that.
He's
king of the
inflammatory things that he says.
Like, inflammatory.
It's part of his, he wants to get his own agenda, you know, stir the pot a little bit.
Yeah.
It doesn't shock me that he would say that.
He had to know that was going to piss BBN off.
Absolutely.
He had to have known that.
That's why I think it did. Like, it's annoying, but I'm like, this man's just trying to make you mad.
Yeah. That's really the first time that, like, I think he kind of needled Mitch Barnhart, needled Kentucky a little bit, but because he's been...
Since he's left.
Yeah, because he's been pretty gracious throughout everything. I'm not saying this, what he did was horrible or whatever.
Because Ellen finally got out of Lexington. They're out of there now.
That's right. She's gone.
Last week. He's like, all right,
he's like,
turn
now,
on the burners.
Now she's out of there. I can say whatever I want to say. Let's read a few more texts here. Texter, when Kentucky beats Arkansas, $50, Kenny Payne does the post-game press conference. Oh, you're 1,000% right.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Kenny
Dream
Payne.
Dream team down there.
She's had Brad do it.
I am wearing a Balenciaga.
This gold chain is 25K. Texter, who says Brad can get another job?
That's what I'm saying.
He did work for Stackhouse.
He did.
For one season. And then everyone got fired.
Clear house.
I did love when Vanderbilt played Kentucky at Kentucky.
And Cal gave a big old kiss. That was
handshake line.
That was the most Italian dad.
I can't hate on it because he's a dad. That's his son.
That is
like, I can't
so
hate on that.
My dad.
But it was funny.
Oh my God. Oh, I loved every moment of it. Calipari is so my dad. Like, their mannerisms and just like things that they do. Gosh, that is so Phil coded.
Well, you were even saying before he got on air, we were watching the video of him talking on Pat McAfee, and he looked like he just rolled out of bed. Like, and you're like,
I was gonna say, dude, his hair looks awful. I was like, dude, what?
It looks like Phil on like an early morning Zoom.
Yeah, you're like, it's weird how much he looks like my dad right now. Like, it's like he's Calipari. He's like, Cal again. This is the Pat McAfee show.
You don't care.
everybody watches it.
And he's John Calipari.
And he's just like, you know what? I can go on one of the top rated shows on all sports television, and I can go on there looking like I just got up out of bed.
Yeah.
He didn't comb his hair. He was wearing like a t-shirt like I'm wearing.
There's a certain arrogance in not caring, but like not necessarily bad arrogance.
No, it's
like,
a bit of a freedom.
I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm comfortable with myself. I know who I am. I got on the show. I don't care.
I'm Calipari. I don't have to comb my hair.
You just
it
got
It reminds me of that scene from Step Brothers. If you like, oh, he's got to join the family business. Oh, wait, you're a doctor.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's like, what are you going to do? Like, I'm going to join the family business. He's like, I'm a doctor.
Why is it that Dale never left?
Brad. Well, Dale has always coasted off my accomplishments. And he left college his junior year because he said he wanted to join the family business.
But you're a medical doctor.
Believe me, I've told him that. But he just always says, it's all about who you know.
Such a great movie. It's all about who you know.
But you're a medical doctor.
Dale Doback.
So good.
That's such a funny movie.
I love that movie. I'm going to watch that.
I watched it. So it was when Corey and I were dating. We weren't engaged yet. We were dating. And she was out of town. She's visiting her family in Chicago.
Yeah.
I think she's finishing up her final year of nursing school. And she was on spring break or something, so she went home. And my friend Matt, whom you've met, we went and saw Step Brothers. And she was so mad because she wanted to see it. And I was like, well, we can go see it when you come back. She's like, no, you've already seen it. I don't want to see it with you.
Good.
So she stood her ground. And so later on, when it came out on DVD back in those days, when it was on DVD, she was back home again visiting. They rented it and she watched it with her grandparents.
Oh no.
She was like, it was the worst decision.
I've heard you that.
And her grandparents, her grandmother's passed away. God rest her soul. Her grandfather's still alive. He's 94. But her grandparents are like the most Catholic people ever. Super Catholic.
John Wayne playing Moby Dick for real right now.
Yeah. And she's like, she watched that with her grandfather.
She wanted to die.
Yeah. She's like, I was trying not to laugh, and I wanted to laugh so hard because of how funny that movie is.
But
she's
you can't acknowledge that you know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
What does that joke mean?
Where her grandmother and grandfather sit there watching it.
Horrifying.
And they're like, we need to go to church right now.
Right now. We need to confess.
Right now.
We just let the devil into our home.
Let's read a few more texts before we get out of here. Texter Calsville. Shot at UK Barnhart that was borderline ridiculous is the same thing that he used to do to UofL fans. Remember when he said the reason the Duke UNC rivalry was so good because they're both in the same state and UK doesn't have that. Well, when you
I will miss stuff like that
was fun. But when you dominate a rivalry the way Cal did, you can say whatever you want.
You really can.
I mean, they beat him. Twice?
Yeah.
Twice. No, mm-hmm. Three times. Sorry, he lost three times in 15 years. Three times. He was
beat you in the tournament. Beat you in the Final Four.
He was 2-0 against him in the tournament. He was 13-2. I'm sorry, 12-3 against Louisville. He can say whatever he wants to say.
I will miss that kind of smart
snarkiness.
Things.
Texter, what is your thought on Blank saying he will root for UK over Arkansas because his disdain for Cal is more than his hate for UK? I'll believe it when I see it. I'll just say that. I'll believe it when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Texter, good manners are just a way of showing other people we have respect for them. I thought it was just a way of acting all superior.
What's that about?
Alicia Silverstone from Blast from the Past. Texter, mm-hmm. Mark Pope sounds like he makes grilled cheese at night. What's wrong with a good grilled cheese sandwich? I like grilled cheese.
I'm not making him at night, Dad. I'm making him at night.
Yeah. Texter, wait till BBN is on the opposite end of Swaggy Cal. Yikes. Oh, if he beats Kentucky at Referina, Anna.
Just imagine.
Oh, my gosh.
But at some point, it's still good riddance with all the drama brought.
If Cal beats you guys at Rupp, you two and Godby.
Yeah.
Both have to do in unison a woo pig suey.
Never. Nope.
Please.
No, you'll never see me
again.
I'll
take that bet.
All right.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not on.
I'll do it.
I think you got me will too.
Vic. Gobby will.
Got you, Vic. Calipari's not a good coach. We'll win.
I'll do it because I'm not sure Calipari will win that game. I'll just say that.
Strebel.
I'll just say that. I think Mark Pope got the leg up in that game.
But, what do you
it's
win?
It's in Rupp Arena.
What do you
win? Yeah, what do I win? What's my prize?
You just agree to that bet without even knowing.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's why I don't gamble. I'm terrible at it. It's like, yes, I'll do that.
I'll
yes.
do it. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll get you. How about this? If they, if
just give me a six pack of my of beer.
Right. I was going to say, easy. I was going to get you some like DH Gate Kentucky jersey of Mark Pope, but okay, I'll get you a beer.
It's probably never come in the mail.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, it'll probably never come in the mail, and it won't fit me. That's my biggest fear. I put it on, and it's like skin tight. All right, we got to get out of here. Thank you, Anna. It was a fun 2 days of shows with you. Have a wonderful rest of your week. If you go Nick, and are you playing Tanner hockey tonight? Okay, if you go and watch Nick play hockey.
Are you in the league? Are you in the
Come on. I talked to... Oh my God, I'm losing his name. Detman.
Lloyd. Okay.
I'm like, I play for his team occasionally.
Cool. Oh, okay, there you go.
Like, yeah.
Hockey.
He's a good lawyer for me. So.
Oh, heck yeah.
All right, so if you go, be careful tonight. You're around hockey hooligans.
Uh-oh.
You never know what's going to happen. You might get into a hockey fight or something, which would be funny. I hope someone films it. We'll put on ESPN Level Plus. Everyone have a great day. See you tomorrow.